around 37. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll.
You've heard the coach's insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest games. Well, fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, B&P Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucar Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Let's go, Boz. Come on now.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means that there's only one thing you're doing right now here on this beautiful January the 16th. And I say beautiful because it's finally cold outside, Boz.
Come on.
It's
been cold this
year. It has not been cold this winter, but it finally is, which means it feels like it's basketball season. And week six is in the books. A lot of big-time matchups happening tonight. We've got mid-season tournament action beginning tomorrow and running all the way through the next week and a half. We'll break down all of the mid-season tournaments. We've got games from tonight to get to. Some records were broken for local high schools tonight. There are teams that have statement wins tonight as well. And there's just a lot for us to get through. And,
Boz,
yep. We have got to ensure people understand the difference between Jake and Boz. Because Boz is a significantly older person than I am.
Why you got to start this off with how old I am?
And when there are youth in our communities coming up to me and saying, "What up, Boz?" And I just got to beg the question, like, "Young man, do I look like him?" But we agreed on what we think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is?
I don't look my age.
I look young.
That's right.
Young. That's buddy. What it is. It is not the fact that I look old. It is the fact that Boz looks young.
All right. Let's go with that.
All right. I'm in on that. Boz, Kurt, you in on that? Ray, you in on that? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Great night of action across the area tonight. Close games. Boz, how about the scores we got for tonight?
All right, let's start with the girls' scores from tonight. Nemaha Central gets the win over Holton, 58-30. Riley County, they defeat Sabetha, 48-13. Close ball game in this one. My dark horse picks up a big win. Perry LeCompton, they knock off Rossville, 57-53.
Wow.
Hiawatha gets the win over Jeff West. Big time game in Hiawatha tonight. Hiawatha with the win, 55-43. JCN, they defeat Valley Falls, 41-33. Close game. This one is I don't know if you'd say a shocker. Two good teams going after it. Mar Hill, Mount Academy.
Yes.
They get the win over Troy by two.
Ooh.
33-31. Low scoring affair.
Top two teams predicted in the Northeast Kansas League.
Yep, battling it out tonight. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They get the win over KC Washington, 48-21. And some Nebraska ball games tonight in the Madakis Tourney. 97th annual Madakis Tournament. Johnson Brock, they fall to FCSH, 55-49.
Fall City Sacred Heart.
Fall City Sacred Heart.
There
I'm glad you threw that out there because I had no idea who that was. Oh, I got more letters here for you if you want to tell us what they are. JCC.
Johnson County Central.
Okay. They get the win over HTRS.
Yeah, that's like Tarkio. That's
you don't know. You don't
it's
know
a consolidation
that.
School of about four communities. So.
But you don't know what it means.
I
JCC gets the win, 49-42.
Sorry, HTRS fans. I'm sorry. The Titans, though, I think.
Okay. You might have saved yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. The scores we need on the girls' side. Riverside at McLeod, P. Ridge at Horton. and Oskaloosa at ACCHS. Things are much better this week as far as scores. We don't need that many of them.
You know, before we get to the guys' side, I had to ask Ray Penning, who's back. Kurt Kilman's also back. These guys are not allowed to take vacations anymore, Buzz, on Friday nights.
No, that was ridiculous.
And I asked the question, hey, did we sound desperate last week? And not trying to smooth it over, nothing, Ray Penning just says, yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, we were.
Yeah. So, shout out to everybody for jumping in last week. We encourage you to do so again this week, even though we got scores. Talk about the game we were at. All right, boys' scores.
All right, boys' scores. Nemaha Central, they get the win against Holton, 61-56. Sabetha defeated Riley County, 49-44. Hiawatha, they get the win over Jeff West tonight, 70-55. Valley Falls.
Herders.
That's right, you almost missed it.
Nah, I'm all over it.
All right, Valley Falls, they defeat JCN 63-40. And Atchison, this was a close one tonight.
The Phoenix!
Atchison was 9-0 coming into this game. They still are undefeated.
Okay.
But close game against KC Washington, 57-52.
All right.
Phoenix.
For the Phoenix, all right, what scores do we still need? It sounds like we need a handful yet.
We got four of them. We need Troy at Mar Hill, Riverside at McLeod, Pea Ridge at Horton, and Oskaloosa at ACCHS.
All right, I know we got one Troy person in the chat on our Facebook Live. Hey, welcome back. Sorry, I was just covering your face there a little bit. My bad. Nobody wants to see that anyway. But welcome back on the social media pages. We got the camera fixed, new computer in here. Shout out Seth Tollefson for getting all that done. Here in the studio, so you can check us out on the Kansland Facebook page as well, and throw in the chat updates that you guys have for us that we still need. All right, Boz, so only need three girl scores, four guys scores, is that right?
That's right.
Exactly. Good start to the night. We got midseason tournament time coming up, and, you know, before we dive into anything like that, final score, Troy defeats Moore Hill Mounts Academy, 56-35. Thank you, Lacey, in the chat, for getting that to us. But before we go into midseason tournament time and everything like that, that we will throughout the evening tonight, Boz and I, we've talked about this the last probably 2 weeks, about how important it is this time of the year, heading into the midseason tournaments, and then what you can expect from your team coming out of the midseason tournaments. Why is it such an important time of year when we see these midseason tournaments start to take shape?
I mean, my feeling on the midseason tournaments, It's not going to make or break your season, but you're through the midway point, and you need to have things figured out. So you go into the midseason tournament, you can gain a bunch of momentum, you can gain confidence, or you can go and stub your toe, and there's a lot of good tournaments out there. You could go 0-3 midseason tournament week, and all of a sudden you're starting to question things a little bit. It just puts a little doubt in your mind coming out of those tournaments as you're getting ready to make the push through the end of the season.
Definitely don't want that, obviously, if you're a contender, you're wanting to be a contender. So this is a pivotal time of the year for a lot of area teams. Hey, before we get any further, we got to talk about our game of the week. You can find it on our social media page every single week. We post it about 5 o'clock. So, yeah, that's really close to the tip-off of a girls' game, and we do that on purpose. That way, you got to be locked in on our social media channels. If you are not following the Kansland Facebook page, you better make sure you do so. And go over to the Jake and Boz Facebook page as well. We'll post it on both going forward. But Kansland Facebook page, make sure you're following it so you can ensure to know where we could potentially be at. Because we had Dwayne Miller last week winning that gift card from Hiawatha at our game of the week last week, with Dwayne Miller getting that gift card for Hiawatha. And then this week, our two matchups that we were looking at was Nemaha Central at Holton, and that was that contest potential, and then Hiawatha hosting Jeff West. And Boz, where did we end up deciding this week?
This one was tough.
It was.
We ended up at Hiawatha Jeff West, and part of that decision is a little bit having to do with who your dark horse team was.
Yes,
we hadn't seen them play yet.
Correct.
We did see Hiawatha last week, but...
And week one.
And week one, but...
But...
Big matchup.
Huge matchup.
Kind of wanted to see how that game was going to play out. Wanted to see Jeff West in person. Brinley Koontz, freshman from Jeff West, kind of wanted to see what she was all about. And it was a really good game. I take that back. It was a competitive game, but it was... I think the nerves and the hype of the situation maybe got the best of them early in the game. It was... Whole lot of hectic basketball.
Like 7 jump balls in the first quarter, turnovers. It was a lot.
I bet there was 15 jump balls in the first quarter.
I shot the under there.
It was a lot.
Oh, okay. Before we break into that game, we got to give a shout out to Aero Twin Theater in Hiawatha. You can visit the theater. It's just over there at 729 Oregon Street in Hiawatha. The Aero Twin Theater, this is one of the more cost-effective theaters, my goodness, that you can go check out an amazing film at. Kids age 4 to 11, just $6. Adults, only $8 to take in a movie. Matinee prices will be a dollar off of those if you go before 4, so make sure you check those out. They are open, they have Saturday matinee at 4 o'clock. But then they've got Tuesday through Friday, 7 p.m. showings, and then Saturday and Sunday at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Right now, you can go check out Anaconda or Charlie the Wonder Dog at the Aero Twin Theater in Hiawatha. So you can check them out online at aerotwintheater.com. Proud to partner with us for our $50 gift certificate, Boz. And it never fails, my friend. We go to the table to walk in. We show the media pass, we come around the table, and boom! Congratulations to Alicia Schwinn of Jefferson West, winning tonight's gift card. She comes up to us and says, Jacob Oz, is this your game of the week? Yes. Well, what do I win? And we got you. $50 gift certificate to the Aero Twin Theater. Again, thank you so much, Aero Twin Theater, for partnering with us once again at 729 Oregon in Hiawatha. Go check them out. Very, very reasonable to go take the family out for a film session. Again, right now, you can go tomorrow at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and you can see either Anaconda featuring Paul Rudd and Jack Black or Charlie the Wonder Dog at the Aero Twin Theater. But congratulations to Alicia from Jeff West, Alicia Schwinn, winning that $50 gift certificate here tonight. You can always find us on our Game of the Week and be the first person to come up and ask if it's our Game of the Week, and you, too, can win a $50 gift certificate. All right, Boz, so our Game of the Week, we picked it. We knew it was going to be a good contest. You mentioned my dark horse pick of the Jeff West Lady Tigers. This is a team that has high expectations because of the aforementioned Brindley Koontz, freshman, really good ball player for Coach Justin Schwinn and Addison Schwinn, also the Dean sisters. This is a group that has got the pieces to make that postseason push that I predicted that they would do. The difference is they came into the Roundhouse tonight, my friend, and took on an undefeated Hiawatha Redhawk team that was, by the way, my second choice for dark horse pick. Just got to throw that out there. But Coach Stacy Jasper and these girls are playing with all the confidence in the world, and that was on display here tonight.
I think the thing with Jeff West with Hiawatha that really impresses me, they play a very physical basketball game, and it frustrates their opponents. It's maybe more physical than they're used to or think that the game was going to be, but Hiawatha's just scrappy. They're ferocious defensively. And we start out this game, like I mentioned earlier, it was just a little bit hectic. And I think that's always the case sometimes, not always, but sometimes it can be the case when it's a big game. It's a big matchup.
Yeah.
And both teams playing, a little out of control early. You mentioned a lot of jump balls. There wasn't a lot of offense. Nobody was shooting the ball real well. Addison Schwinn, she had a couple threes in the first quarter. Kinsey Nelson had a couple threes in the first half. So a couple girls shooting the ball well. But really it was, if I look back and kind of summarize the game, I don't think either team played their best game offensively.
Yeah.
It looked like the first half there wasn't they just didn't get into offense. They weren't executing very well, and it just seemed like scoring was a little bit of a struggle. There was a combined 18 turnovers
in the first half.
So it was just kind of helter-skelter. Second half, I think what I noticed right out of the gates, Hiawatha came out. They ran a really good offensive set.
And you leaned to me.
I was like, here, this is what I need to do.
And you said this is the first time that they've executed, in your opinion, it looked like the first time they've truly executed an offensive set, and it resulted in an easy basket.
Yeah, it was just a high pick and roll, going to the weak side, then a two-man game, pick and roll. And I can't remember which one of the Williams girls went to the middle, drew the double team, dropped it down, bucket, easy layup, and I said, that's it. I mean, they just need to get to where they're executing offense. And Jeff West did a nice job in the second half as well, but Hiawatha played a zone the entire game, maybe like a 3-2 zone. And the thing I was a little bit surprised with tonight with Jeff West girls, the first time we've seen him, so
sure,
don't have a big sample size, but I think the key for Jeff West tonight that hurt them more than anything, I would say, is it seemed to me like they were settling for a lot of threes.
Yeah.
Against that zone. There was times where they went inside, kicked out, and were able to, Schwinn knocked down a couple threes off of the inside-out game.
Right.
But paint touches were really non-existent. A lot of deep threes. Brinley Coops, I mean, she's not afraid to pull the trigger from deep.
Right, right.
And she did tonight.
Sure.
That zone was extended out, pushed her out of her comfort zone, and those are low percentage shots, and I just didn't feel like Jeff West ever really got to the point where they executed like they wanted to.
Yeah, and I think that you've seen that throughout the year with this Jeff West team, is that when those shots are falling, they're a tough team to beat.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of times you hear that adage of you live and die by the three.
Yeah.
And teams that predicate their offense, and you see it in the collegiate level all the time,
sure,
where teams love to shoot the three, and man, when they're on, they are so tough to beat. And now on the backside of things, as a defense, if you're sitting in that zone like Hiawatha did tonight, and your opponent's not able to hit those threes, it makes it for easy rebounding. It makes for easy on the defensive side for them as well. And there's some things that Hiawatha did tonight that was even a little bit different than what we saw against Troy, you know, back in week one, and then what we saw last week against Rossville. But you think about who they've had to defend as a team, Hiawatha. They've had to defend Harper Wettstein.
Yeah.
They've had to defend Riley Dick.
Yep.
And now Brinley Coons.
Yeah. Top players in the
top players across the state, all classes, and those girls have struggled against this Hiawatha team.
Yeah,
and I think that's what is impressing me the most right now is it is a team collected effort of the physicality and effort by this Hiawatha team that makes them. I mean, they just now broke into the top 10 in the rankings across the KBCA.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. But they broke into the top 10. They are a team that is a scary, scary team, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later on, but I'm excited for February for them.
Yeah, I am too. And you know, like I said, first time we've seen Jeff West, but here's what we need to point this out too. As much as I feel like Jeff West struggled offensively,
yeah,
about the 5-minute mark in the game, they were within five.
Yeah.
39-34, about 5 minutes left. Hiawatha went scoreless, three possessions in a row. Jeff West had three opportunities to cut into that lead. They're only down five. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Didn't get good looks at the basket. That point on, Hiawatha goes on an 11-1 run, and that sealed the deal.
Yeah.
But if you're Jeff West, I mean, you got to be a little frustrated tonight. You didn't play your best basketball, but I still like that team. I like Jeff West's team. Your dark horse is a good team for a reason. They're going to be fine. It was just a tough night.
Yeah, no doubt. And that happens. I mean, you and I talked about that last night specifically at a ball game that we went to. And I asked you, I said, man, I mean, as a coach, what's your reaction? You're like, man, sometimes you just have off nights and you just kind of kick it to the side. You move on. I mean, these teams now with 23-game schedules, they're playing 4, 5, 6 games in about a 2-week window now. And so that is a grind that we're in right now.
Yeah, we went and watched Riverside Jackson Heights on Tuesday, talking to
Thursday.
I guess it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
Last night.
Last night. Coach Herbster for Riverside, he said, man, this is a grind right now. Like five games in a 7-day stretch. And
yeah.
I said, when do you practice? I mean, you can't play that many games. You got to rest, and your practices tend to get not easier, but it's more like recuperation type
sure.
practices because you know you got to turn around and play right after that. So
exactly.
It's a tough stretch. I call it the grind. It is mid-season tournaments and then the final push to the end of the regular season.
All right, now on the nightcap of this doubleheader, it was Jeff West and Hiawatha, two teams that, you know, are, again, I mean, I think back to the football game between these two. It was 12-7, the final score. Knockdown, drag out, physical game down in Meriden. Jeff West gets the dub. And tonight, you saw some physicality between these boys as well. And Hiawatha, man, they've now won 9 straight games. This is a team that, yes, I picked them as my dark horse pick of the year, but we've talked about them a lot this year. They've got physicality, they've got guys that can shoot, and they've got kids that are breaking school records, Boz.
Yeah, this Hiawatha team, here's the the thing that I like the most when I watch Hiawatha and Coach Jasper, I think he does an awesome job with just a cool head mentality. They don't get super emotional. They're not riding the ends of the spectrum. They don't get down. They don't get rattled too much. They just are pretty even keel throughout the game. And they said it before. I mean, they've got the pieces. They've got size. Lane Kessler on the block, Braylon Seaman Morgan, you know, in the paint. He's a swing man for that can go out and shoot threes. Ethan Morton, Michael Jensen flat went off tonight.
Yeah.
Dude was just draining threes. Those are the times, and I kind of thought back to, you know, remember back in the day, Michael Jordan, where, you know, everything he threw up and he just kind of put his hands up like,
right.
I don't know. I mean, that's
can't
kind
of, making it.
It's kind of what it felt like. I mean, touched
unconscious.
The ball, put it up, like you knew it was going in.
Yeah.
And hats off to him. He shot the ball really well tonight. But it's so difficult, though. Again, first time we saw Jeff West, they've got some nice players on that team, too.
Yes, they do.
The Schwinn boys, we've talked about them through football a lot. Reese Hackett.
Yeah.
He got in a little foul trouble early, but he's an athletic dude that can get to the rim.
Yeah.
I mean, they have.
Jackson Payne is a kid that I'm really impressed by on the court here tonight.
And these guys, I mean, we talked Brody Schwinn, Max Tuck, a guard that was in there, Carson Wellman, Jason Payne, Reese Hackett, Evan Payne. There's one senior in that group.
Yeah.
I mean, relatively young.
And Brody Schwinn is a very athletic kid, and basketball is his jam, no doubt about it. You could see it tonight. But Hiawatha did a really good job of really, I guess, being the aggressor on the offensive side of things in that basketball game. And there was times in that game, Boz, where, you know, you and I kind of felt like, I felt this way, then you actually mentioned it at one point. You're like, yeah, I just feel like Hiawatha's up by 20 right now. And
yeah.
You look at the scoreboard, and they were up 9.
Yeah.
And so, similar to the girls' side of things, if you're Jeff West listening right now on your drive home, yeah, it stings, and yeah, you didn't play your best, but that should give you some kind of confidence going forward, knowing that, man, even without your best game, you know, there's definitely chances that Hiawatha could have really blown this open earlier than what they did. Yeah, they still won by 15. Yes, this is a really good Hiawatha team, but I think that it's just proof that the Big East is still just so tough.
Yeah, it's a really good league across the board. And, you know, I mentioned all those guys from Jeff West. I didn't say Brixton Schwinn, which he's a freshman, fantastic athlete. But
looks a little bigger than he did in football.
I was going to say, somebody, I want to know if anybody's listening, Brixton Schwinn, we saw him in football season, got a game ball.
Yeah.
He didn't look near as big and thick. I mean, he looks strong.
There's a lot of times that you and I will see people on the football field and be like, man, that's a big kid. And then we go see him in person, we're like, hold up.
That's
the same kid?
Yeah.
It was the opposite effect with Brixton tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We see him on the football field, like, oh, he's a big kid. You see him on the court, you're like, golly.
I don't know.
He's put on 20 pounds of muscle since football.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like he was sitting around munching on Doritos. I mean, he looked pretty lean, pretty strong, big kid. But, yeah, this Jeff West team, they've got the pieces. They got to put it all together. And I think it's a team you could look down the stretch here. If they can string together some wins, get some confidence, they could be in the mix too.
All right, so that was our game of the night. Hiawatha with a sweep. We'll hear from BTAD here in just a second. He'll break it down in detail, as that was the game of the week on 103.9 KNZA. You can also rewatch it on the Hiawatha channel here this evening as well. We got to get to our first break, Boz. We still haven't taken a break.
No,
we got to get these the people that make our show possible a little bit of love here tonight. So we got to take our first time out. Giant Communications Hotline's open for you, 785-547-3461. Give us a call. Talk about your game of the night and give us your game ball nominees. We're back after this.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, it's time for my favorite segment every single week. Was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I am Jake. That is Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
We got Kurt, we got Ray still in studio helping us out tonight. Thank the good Lord in heaven for them being back as well, we got a great week six in the books and a lot still to get to tonight. We're going to break down again. Midseason tournament time is literally starting tomorrow for a lot of our area teams and then going through next week as well. So we've got plenty to get through here tonight. But Boz, people are wanting to know if they didn't hear that first opening segment. That was already 26 minutes ago. What are the scores from tonight?
All right, girls scores. Anemaha Central, they get the win over Holton 58-30. Riley County defeats Sabetha 48-13. Close ball game in this one. Perry LeCompton, they get a 4-point win over Rossville.
We need to get like a sounder or something for that. When you say close game
alert. Close game alert right
here.
Well, I got to throw something out because Perry LeCompton, that's my dark horse team.
Uh-oh.
That takes them to 7-6. I had them with 10 wins.
Three more wins.
So come home, Lady Cause. They get the win over Rossville, 57-53. Hiawatha defeats Jeff West, 55-43. JCN, they're victorious over Valley Falls tonight, 41-33.
Them Charges.
Another close game. Alert, ding, 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 bah, whatever you want to do. Moorhill and Troy. Moorhill gets the win,
33-31. Oh, wow. Atchison. Low scoring.
It was. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They get the win over KC Washington, 48-21. at the Medakis Tourney FCSH,
which is
Falls City Sacred Heart.
There you go.
They get the win over Johnson Brock, 55-49, and JCC.
Johnson County Central.
Okay, Johnson County Central defeats HTRS 49-42. And we still need a few scores here on the girls' side. Riverside at McLeod, P. Ridge at Horton, and Oskaloosa at ACCHS. Those are the girls' scores that we still need.
Ray Penning with giving us that HTRS. My fault, Tarkio people. Humboldt, Table Rock, and Snyder. There we go.
Okay.
There you go. Just want to throw it out there. Thanks, Ray.
Next time we read scores, you'll have to
remember
that.
This is why we got Ray and Kurt in the studio helping us.
That's right. All right, moving on to the boys' scores tonight. Nemaha Central, they defeat Holton 61-56. Sabetha, 5-point win over Riley County tonight, 49-44. Another close game. Something going on in Rossville tonight.
Uh-oh.
2-point win for Perry LeCompton.
Wow.
They get the win over Rossville, 75-73.
That's a cost sweep.
And what about the double burger there? Both teams over 70? That doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't, but that's a burger, no doubt.
That's a pretty good game. Hiawatha, they defeat Jeff West 70-55.
Another burger.
Valley Falls, they come out on top of JCN 63-40. Mm-hmm. Troy gets the win over Mar Hill 56-35. And Atchison,
the Phoenix,
defeats KC Washington 57-52.
All right, what else do we still need, buddy?
Same scores we need on the girls' side. Riverside at McLeod, Pleasant Ridge at Horton, and Oskaloosa at ACCA.
Come on, people, we need those scores. Give them to
us.
Giant Communications Hotline open for you right now. 785-547-3461. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Atta baby. The Giant Communications Hotline's open for you. If you are a business that is needing the most reliable and locally serviceable internet company in the industry, think no further than Giant Communications. For your business internet, business phone systems, and a lot more, visit giantcomm.net to learn more. And we got to get some Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees in here. Boz and I were busy earlier this week delivering 5 different game balls, catching up from this season and able to make some trips over to Troy, Donovan West, and Hiawatha this past week to deliver game balls. We'll be heading south this next week to deliver 3 more game balls, and then we will go way out west to our friends over in Axtell to deliver Colin Shaughnessy, and then we got to get over to, not that bad of a drive, to the east, over to Valley Falls for Mr. Colin Carney.
Yeah.
So this is what we need, though, my man. These kids deserve this. They got, if they ball out, you got to give them a shout-out. We love to give them all the love here on the show and then reward them with a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, should they be chosen.
That's the coolest thing. When we were able to get out and do this, we had the little lag after football to basketball and all the nonsense with that. But now that we're out doing it, it's the coolest thing. The kids maybe, hopefully they look forward to it, but I get excited about it. We get to go watch a little practice.
Yep.
We get to see the team. We get to talk to the players a little bit, and it's pretty cool to me when the kids are like, they're excited too.
Sure.
But I love getting around and seeing these kids and being able to give them something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And shout out to the coaches in our area too for being willing to allow, just a couple, Joe Blows to come in and be a part of the practice for a little bit. They let us speak really, briefly at the practice to the kids and stuff. And it's a fun thing for us to get to do. But like you mentioned, it's just fun to see the excitement for that. And we couldn't do it without Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness out of Sabetha, Community National Bank, obviously as well, for the partnership to make this possible. These are lifelong memories for these kids that we're able to be a slight part of.
Well, and every time we start talking about where we're going to go and what time, we got jobs and we got to leave early and get up there. And Jake says, we're going to go in there. We got to be there at 4 o'clock. I'm like, what? Dude, that's right in the middle of practice.
Practice.
If I'm the coach, I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Can you show up here before or after? But graciously, they let us come in. They stopped practice for a minute. And
that was probably the coolest
thing. Well, one of the kids said, but practice is over.
Yes. We were at Donovan West. And shout out Coach Derek Shelton for allowing us in. And literally, he comes out, welcomes us. We're talking to him, walking into the gym, and they're running full court
layup
drill. And he just says, "All right, hold up, stop." Yeah, one of the kids goes, practice over?
Coach Shelton's like, no, young man.
It was awesome. Thanks again, coaches, for letting us be a small part of your guys' teams to get them this honor. So if you want somebody on a list to win a game ball, we need those names. And it's even better if you give us the stats, because Boz loves reading off these kids that are balling out here tonight. Maybe they had a great lockdown defensive game. You know, an example of that is a kid that comes in averaging 20 points a game. Maybe they're the best player on the opposing team, and they finish the night with just a few buckets. That is a game ball nominee right there. So give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461, or put it in the chat on our social media pages. Or if you got Boz and I's phone number, you can do that as well. All right, Boz, what's our list look like so far?
We're short on the list so far, but we're just getting started. We need some more nominees, though. Right. I like to fill up the page.
Come on.
Right now on the girls' side, we've got Emma Hermisch from Nemaha Central. She had a big night with 20 points tonight. And then we've got Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha. I think she was on our list last week.
She was.
Maybe the week before. She's been balling out this season. She did get the game ball a couple, I don't know,
two weeks ago.
Okay.
3 weeks ago.
She had 21 points tonight, along with 8 rebounds in their win tonight. Those are the girls' nominees. We need some more, folks. So
come on with it.
Drop them in the Facebook chat or call us up and give us the nominees on the boys' side.
Holla.
No way this kid cannot be on the list. Michael Jensen, Hiawatha.
Oh, my gosh.
26 points tonight. And if we didn't say, I know we said it, but if you weren't listening, he broke a 30-year record at Hiawatha High School with 7 threes tonight. Previous record was 6. He finished his night with 7 threes. So huge shooting night for Michael Jensen. Leighton Thomas from Nemaha Central. He had 20 points tonight, along with 6 threes. Something in the air tonight.
Boys, 6 threes and 7 threes, Boz? Is that 6-7?
No, my gosh. You just can't stop yourself. another nominee we've got, and I don't know, we didn't talk about it, but this is from last night.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, you got...
Sure.
Typically, we don't, like, it's a Tuesday, Friday.
Right.
We don't do Tuesdays,
right.
But...
Last night, a lot of teams' final game before midseason.
So, yeah, we're going to throw this young man in there, Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights. He had a big night. Jackson Heights got a good win last night over Riverside. Drake had 27 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, filling up the stat line. So those are our nominees that we got tonight.
All right, so if you did not hear somebody from your area that needs to be on that list, you got to let us know. Otherwise, they won't make it on the list. They won't win a game ball. They won't have a lifelong memory, and that's on you, not us.
No,
so,
bitch,
you better give us a shout and let us know about that. Just got to score in for the girls' side of it, Riverside. 52-11 tonight over McLouth in that ball game. So Riverside girls with a victory here tonight, 52-11. All right, our first recap of the night. And how about him tonight, Boz? Do you see that right there that I'm highlighting up on the screen here?
I do. B-Tad
showing up and showing out. A great broadcast tonight. And, you know, we've said this since the beginning of football season. We love our broadcasters. I would put our broadcasters up against anybody across not only the state but in the country for our broadcast, because we are so fortunate to have who we've got and be led by the man himself, Brandon Tadman. But dadgummit, sometimes he doesn't get long-winded on his recaps, Boz.
He's got a lot to talk about.
And we have strict procedures on this show. What's the time limit, Boz?
3 minutes.
Maximum.
Max.
2 minutes to 30 seconds is what we like to have. And what is his recap time tonight?
What do we got? 2.5.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. Give it up for B-Tad. He had Hiawatha Jeff West tonight on KNZA.
The run for Hiawatha basketball continued Friday night at home. A Big East League doubleheader with Jefferson West, and the roundhouse was packed, and it was also a record setting night. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Hiawatha girls in game number one stayed unbeaten, and they took it the distance with Jeff West as they moved to 11-0. Final score 55-43. 21 points and 8 rebounds for Kylie Nelson. She was our player of the game on KNZA, leading the number 9 ranked team in Class 3A. That is the Hiawatha Redhawks, who are now 11-0 and 4-0 in league play. They also got 12 points from Kinsey Nelson and 10 as well from Michaela Williams. On the other side for Jeff West, the girls, Tigers now 7-4 and 4-4 in league play. They got 13 points and 6 rebounds tonight from Addison Schwinn. They also got 10 points in the game from Emmy Dean. Jeff West girls will play a game against Wellsville next week, and then the Top Gun tournament at Wellsville the week after. Hiawatha girls setting their sights in that undefeated stretch at the 12th annual Thunder Classic beginning next week in Seneca. It was a record-setting night in the boys' game for 6-foot senior guard Michael Jensen. 26 points and 7 made threes. The 7 made triples, a new school record. The previous mark was 6, set back in 1995-1996 by Brian Rocky. But he had all 7 of those threes completed by the end of the third quarter. And just a monster night for Michael Jensen, leading the charge for the Hiawatha boys, who beat Jeff West 70-55, pretty much led it the entire way. Had multiple 17-point leads throughout the course of the second half, but number 8-ranked team in 3A on the boys' side. The Redhawks now 10-1. They have won 9 straight games. They're 4-0 in Big East League play. Jeff West got 17 apiece from Reese Hackett and Jason Payne, 11 as well from Brody Schwinn. But the Jeff West boys, after a 5-1 start to the season, are now 2-3 over their last 5. 7-4 on the year, 5-3 in league play. Jeff West boys at the Valley Falls tournament next week, taking on a team they're familiar with in Rossville. Hiawatha will look to avenge their only loss of the season, a double overtime loss to Troy back on December the 5th. Troy and Hiawatha will match up in the first round of the Thunder Classic Tuesday at 4:45. We'll have it on KNZA. Hiawatha run continues on the hardwood. 2 big wins over Jeff West tonight. Brandon Tammer reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that. Sounds like they're trying to clean that roundhouse up, Buzz. Get him out of there.
Yeah, they are.
Good job tonight, B-Tad. Paige as well on the call tonight on KNZA and on the Hiawatha channel. We broke those 2 games down at length as it was our game of the night. The other option tonight was Nemaha Central and Holton, and I need to just preface it again with Buzz and I's games of the week potential is not predicated based off the broadcast schedule. I can just assure you guys of that. We just look at what we think might be the best 2 games excuse me, of the evening across the areas, and those are the games that we pick. If you want us to come to your school, we're open to you guys giving us your pitch and telling us, hey, come see us because of X, Y, and Z. Hey, Boss, I would love to, we try to make it to as many schools as possible to see as many teams as we can. Over on 92.1 FM, it was Crittenden Prophet on the Holton Channel and on 92.1 KMZA.
Crittenden Prophet down here at Holton, Kansas, with the Nemaha Central Thunder of Class 3A swept both boys and girls, the Holton Wildcats. Nemaha Central girls took a victory 58-30, and the boys squeezed out a victory 61-56. Our girls' game got started in the first quarter. Nemaha Central went up 13-8 coming out of the first quarter, dominated the second quarter. Nemaha Central outscoring Holton 23-3 in quarter number 2, going to the half 35-11. The game would conclude 58-30 with Emma Hermish leading the way for Nemaha Central with 4 steals and well over 20 points scored. Nemaha Central came away with 20 total steals in the game. Holton would have 32 total turnovers. Holton, they were led by Hannah Watkins with 3 threes in the second half in scoring. And for our boys matchup, it was a close game through and through. Our first quarter, 18-17 NC on top by 1. We had 2 lead changes in the second quarter, and the half ended 32-25. The second half was just as electric as the first. Holton outscored Nemaha Central 15-12 in the third quarter. They tied it at 44 all in the fourth, but they went on a 5-minute scoring drought and allowed Nemaha Central to come away with the victory 61-56 over the Holton Wildcats. Leading the scoring was Caleb Schmedgley with 15 total points on the game. Clayton Thomas led the scoring with 22 total points with 6 threes. Schmedgley was right behind him with 15, while Holton was led by DeDonder with 3 threes and 20 total points. So again, tonight's action, Nemaha Central sweeps girls' game 58-30 over Holton and boys' game 61-56 over Holton. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap. Over on 93.7 FM, Tom Couch had a Northeast Kansas League rivalry tonight. Valley Falls at Jefferson County North. Tom, how did it go tonight?
The Northeast Kansas League put 4 of its very best teams on the hardwood tonight in Winchester, Kansas, as Jefferson County North played host to Valley Falls. When it was all said and done, 2 teams split the wins. In game 1, JCN trailed by 5 at halftime, but came from behind to take a 41-33 win. The Lady Chargers, paced by Gwen Blattner's 10, they're now 5-5-3-1 in the conference. Valley Falls, led by Callie DeLong, they go to 4-8 and are now 2-2. In the guys' game, 2 undefeated in the Northeast Kansas League, but Valley Falls, with an offensive explosion in the opening quarter, get up 27-5 and roll to a 63-40 win for Valley. 22 points for Brace Miller. He led all scorers for the Chargers. Chance Jenkins had 20. So again, the night in Winchester, it was a split in the NEKL. The JCN girls winning game one, the Dragons winning the nightcap. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. Valley Falls and JCN splitting tonight. How about Sabetha Channel? It was Sabetha taking on Riley County here this evening. Logan Bitterman had the call on the channel.
Two teams coming in this one. The only time they'll face off this season is it's two Big East League schools in Riley County here on the road to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. It would be girls' action to start out the night as the 7-2 Riley County Lady Falcons come into this one, and they get the win 48-13 after having a 25-7 halftime lead here tonight. Riley County girls were led in scoring by sophomore Audrey Hawley. She had 11 points on the night. She was the second leading scorer. Addie Gush, the freshman, had 13 points here in the win, and Hagen Kennedy chipped in 8 as well. Riley County girls had 5 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, went 8 of line at the free throw line. That's about the girls, on the other hand. They were led in scoring by Paxton Michael with 4 points, 3 points for Kiara Kime, and then 2 points apiece for Drahota, Chloe Detweiler, and Sydney Schubarth here tonight. It's about the girls had 21 turnovers, hit 2 three-pointers, and went 3 of 5 in the loss here this evening. On the boys' side of things, we would have a fun game. The Riley County boys were up 18 at 31-13 at halftime, but after a 23-point swing in the second half, the Sabetha boys come back to win it by 5, 49-44 here tonight, behind 16 points on the night for Cole Middle, who went 2 of 4 at the line here this evening. Kyson Wernberger also chipped in 10, and Michael Lane had 9 as well for Sabetha. Sabetha boys had 16 turnovers, hit 5 three-pointers, and went 6-9 at the free throw line. Riley County, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by senior Davis Carson. He had 18 points, 9 points for Chase Lundberg, and 6 points for Trey Weber. They had 12 turnovers as a team, hit 2 three-pointers, and went 4 of 10 on the night. So it's a split here this evening. The Sabetha girls on the losing end, the Sabetha boys on the winning end. Riley County's teams, both girls and boys, will be in the Holcomb tournament next week. In Holcomb, Sabetha teams will be in action on the Sabetha channel on Tuesday night as they both travel to Burlington for the Burlington Invitational next Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. As back-to-back recaps with some splits, and the first couple recaps, a couple sweeps here this evening across our networks. Always go to MSCSports.net. You can get all of the scores from the night, check out the channels as well, and rewatch, re-listen to any of our area games of the week. We got to step aside for our second time out. We come back, we'll look more into the mid-season tournaments, where our team's standing right now, and postseason push is not too far away. We got a lot to dive into. Bob's to give you scores once again. We need more Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees, Bob, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Come on, give us a shout. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now. Then put it in the chat on our social media pages. We're back after this here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member, SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received a Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boss, what are they playing right now? They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball, Boss, and we're talking basketball here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boss. I'm Jake, that's Boss. Boss?
Hey.
There we go. And we've got a lot of things still to get through. We've got all the missing and tournaments pulled up, ready to rock and roll, Boss. But before we get into those, we need our scores from tonight.
All right, girls' scores. Nemaha Central, they get the win against Holton 58-30. Riley County defeats Sabetha 48-13. Perla Compton, four-point win over Rossville tonight, 57-53. Hiawatha defeats Jeff West 55-43. JCN, they get the win over Valley Falls, 41-33. Close ball game, said it every time. Mar Hill, they defeat Troy, 33-31.
Yep.
Riverside gets a big win tonight over McClouth, 52-11. Atchison, they defeat KC Washington, 48-21. FCSH, Falls City Sacred Heart, gets the win over Johnson Brock, 55-49. And JCC gets the win over HTRS, 49-42. Those are the girls' scores. We still need two. Two that we're looking for, Pleasant Ridge and Horton, and Oskaloosa at ACCHS.
Last known, I guess that's on the guys' side. We don't have the girls' score. We still need that for Horton and Pleasant Ridge, as mentioned. All right, on the guys' side?
On the guys' side, Nemaha Central. Close ball game here. Holton, they came into this game 1-9. But they took Nemaha Central down to the wire. Nemaha gets the win 61-56. Sabetha, they get the win over Riley County 49-44. Another close game. Perla Compton, big win for them, 75-73 over Rossville.
That's a burger.
That is. Hiawatha, another burger.
Burger.
They get the win over Jeff West 70-55. Valley Falls victorious over JCN 63-40. Troy defeats Mar Hill 56-35. Oskaloosa gets the win over ACCHS 58-46. And Atchison,
the Phoenix,
defeats KC Washington 57-52. We're still needing two scores, exactly the same ones we need on the girls' side, Riverside at McLouth and Pea Ridge at Horton. You started to mention it?
Yes, I did. Last checked, we got this as a comment that came in on our social media Facebook page saying that the Horton boys and Pleasant Ridge boys are in triple overtime. Now, that was 9 minutes ago. I don't have an update of that yet, but that was last known, was triple overtime game happening between Horton and Pleasant Ridge. Crazy.
Close game.
No doubt. All right, so those are the scores we still need, just a couple games. If you got them or you got somebody you want to put on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list tonight, Boz, all you got to do is call the Giant Communications Hotline. What's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Giant Communications Hotline open for you. If you're a business looking to upgrade your phone and internet and do it with the most reliable, locally serviceable connection in Northeast Kansas, you got to select Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net to learn more. Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball nominees that we've got so far tonight, Boz?
Yeah, we got a few. I got one more to add to the list. On the girls' side, Emma Hermish from Nemaha Central had 20 points tonight. Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, 21 points, 8 rebounds. And then the nomination we just got, Kinsey Nelson from Hiawatha.
Okay.
She had a good night, 12 points tonight.
And Kinsey, she hit a couple threes. And
she did. She got them going.
She can step out. I know she's chasing talk about a record broken tonight. She's chasing a rebound record break.
Oh, yeah. She's a machine getting rebounds.
Machine.
On the boys' side, Michael Jensen, record-breaking night for that young man from Hiawatha.
Talk about him!
He had 26 points overall, but he broke a 30-year three-point record at Hiawatha. He drained 7 tonight. Previous record was 6. So
Brian Rocky.
He's now in the record books.
Yeah. Brian, he said, hey, Brian, step aside, young man.
Yep.
Put my name on that for years to come.
Absolutely. Leighton Thomas from Nemaha Central. Something in the air. He had 6 threes tonight, which is really good, along with 20 points in their win over Holton. And Drake Millie's last night from Jackson Heights in their win over Riverside, he had 27 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals.
Dang.
Great night for Drake Millie's.
That's your dark horse pick right there, the Jackson Heights Cobras. And you actually had a couple people come up to you and say, see you in the next game.
I know. Well, Jackson Heights, they'd been on a little slump. And it's the first time I got to see him, and I brought some good mojo, some good juju.
Yeah, the Riverside Cyclone fans said, "Boss, stay away."
That's right. Well, Riverside have been hot. They've been winning games.
They have been.
We didn't really talk about that because it was last night, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Jackson Heights, if they can find a way, if Coach Plattner can find a way to get that effort and energy out of that team from here on out.
You think that you're going to have a successful pick?
Absolutely, I will. And it always makes things easier when you're shooting the ball. They've been struggling a little bit from the field, shooting at a pretty low clip, but last night, boy, they were lighting it up.
Talking about Riverside, that's a team that big-time dubs tonight for the Cyclones, both girls and guys on the road in McLouth, and they will be going to the McLouth tournament this next week. We'll break down all the midseason tournaments coming up here in just a few moments from now. But this is a team as well. We mentioned the Riverside team on the guys' side of things, specifically really finding their groove throughout this season, but they're at that part of their schedule that we talked about a little bit earlier for a lot of teams where this is that grinded out portion of the season. I don't want to say it's make or break time, Boz, but this is where, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure on it. Are you going to become a diamond or not?
Yeah, it's just that time of the year now where you've played enough games, you're figuring some things out. Now's where you really got to push hard to the finish. You got to start racking up some wins. You really want to be playing your best basketball here in this last stretch.
Yeah.
People say it all the time. Got to play your best game at the end of the year, and I totally agree, but that can start now. You build confidence and momentum as you head into the end of the season, and it can all start here next week.
All right, let's break it down. The tournament that starts tomorrow, we'll have two games of these on our network of 92.1 KMZA. We'll be covering 10 Twin Valley League tournament games in the next week.
How many did you say?
10.
That's a lot.
10 basketball games. Crinded Prophet. Drink that, what do you got, like honey tea, honey water, something. Keep your voice in tip-top shape, young man. Starting off here on the boys' side of things, as Hanover, the top overall seed, gets a bye. The 2 seed on the boys' side is Axtell. 3 seed D West. How about the Mustangs this year?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is a team that really has come into their own right now on the season. 4 seed is Landfitt. 5th seed, can I say it any easier? Clifton Clyde, the 5th seed. So they all play on Monday. These are the teams that are playing tomorrow, and we'll have both Frankfort against Washington County and Blue Valley against Valley Heights tomorrow on the radio for you on 92.1 KMZA. But it's Frankfort, the 8th seed, against the 9th seed of Washington County. Tigers, the 7-10 matchup is Centralia and Onega. And Blue Valley, the 6th, will take on the 11th seeded Valley Heights Mustangs. That is tomorrow, Saturday, in the Twin Valley League Boys Tournament. You can check out the entire bracket and our broadcasts by going to mscsports.net. Boz, you know, I've had opportunities to go into the Twin Valley League Tournament. We'll break down the girls' side here in just a second, but one of the best midseason tournaments, because I love a midseason league tournament.
Because you see a lot of teams in our league, well, around the state. And it's maybe a coaching philosophy to a little bit. I mean, with the schools or the leagues, they go outside of their league. They want to go to a different tournament. They want to see some different competition. Nothing wrong with that. But there is something cool about a league tournament right in the middle of the season. And this is fantastic. If you love basketball and you want to go see a bunch of great games,
go do it.
Go watch this tournament.
It's a little bit of a trip. It's in Washington County. The Tigers hosting again this year. All right, so before we move over to the girls, the winner of Blue Valley, Valley Heights Boys take on Donovan West. The winner of Centralia Omega takes on Axtell, and the winner of Frankfort, Washington County takes on Hanover. On the girls' side, Hanover the 1, Lynn the 2, Valley Heights the 3, D West the 4, Centralia the 5. Games tomorrow, Blue Valley the 8 seed takes on 9th seeded Frankfort. The 7-10 matchup is Clifton Clyde and Washington County, and then the 6-11 matchup is Axtell and Onega. The winner between the Axtell Eagles and Onega Buffaloes take on Valley Heights on Monday. Clifton Clyde, Washington County winner, takes on Lynn. And Blue Valley and Frankfort winner takes on top seed Hanover on Monday. Again, same as the boys, you can go to mscsports.net, check out that entire bracket, as well as our broadcast schedule here for this next week. Going over to Valley Falls Boys Tournament now. How about the Dragons before we completely dive into this tournament, Boz? Have not lost since the break. And this is a team that's got... I feel like everything moving in the right direction right now.
Talk about momentum and confidence.
Uncle Mo.
And here's something, you know, you asked me earlier, what does this midseason tournament mean? Well, if you're Valley Falls and you're on a hot streak right now,
yeah,
you want to keep that going through this midseason tournament. You don't want to pump the brakes and drop some games in the midseason tournament. You just want pedal to the metal. Let's burn through this tournament. This team can come out of this midseason tournament on fire.
Handful of local teams in this one. New team into this tournament this year. The Holton Wildcats will be in the Valley Falls tournament this season. They are the 8th seed, taking on top seed NEK Nighthawks. This is on Tuesday at 6 o'clock in Valley Falls. Tuesday is Heritage Christian, the 4-5 matchup against host Valley Falls. That is Tuesday at 7:30. And then the 2-7 matchup is Perry LeCompton, the Cause. Big time win tonight for Perry LeCompton over Rossville. There might be a potential rematch happening in this tournament this next week. That's also on Tuesday at 7:30. And then how about this matchup? I'm excited for this one. The 3-6, the Jeff West Tigers taking on the 6-seed Rossville Dogs at 6 o'clock. We might have to venture over to Valley Falls on Tuesday, my friend.
Yeah, there's some really good games, and that's one we saw. We've seen Rossville play now. We've seen Jeff West play, and both those teams are quality teams. About the same record coming in the tournament. That'll be a good one.
Might be a good chance for us to go to the East Gym at 6 and the West Gym at 7:30, maybe, huh?
Okay,
how about
okay.
that? How about the Panther Classic 2026? This one is hosted by Roll Valley. It's Roll Valley, Heritage Christian Academy, Chapman Santa Fe Trail, and St. Mary's Academy in this tournament. And it's kind of like a round-robin type tournament just to get some extra games in for sure on this. Again, those teams, as mentioned, Roll Valley, Heritage Christian, Chapman Santa Fe Trail, and St. Mary's Academy. This starts next Thursday, the 22nd, scheduled with Roll Valley and Chapman Academy versus Trail, and then Heritage Christian versus Santa Fe Trail on Thursday. Friday, you got Chapman Academy, Chapman versus Heritage Christian, and Roll Valley versus Trail on
Friday. And then Saturday, again, no technical championship game with this tournament. Again, just extra games. You got Santa Fe Trail versus Chapman, Roll Valley Academy, and Roll Valley versus Heritage Christian. You can check out that schedule once again by going where, Boz?
To the website,
which is mscsports.net.
I was going to throw that in there.
I didn't know if you were. I didn't know if you were, but now we're talking in unison, and that's okay.
I'm following you. I'm with you.
Let's go with it. Now the Tonganoxie Invitational's got a local team in the Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Thank you. I was pointing at you, and you're freaking out over there. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Well, I'm trying to make sure I got the score. I got some scores coming in, so I'm filling out the list.
I love it. The top seed in that Tongi tournament, Atchison, taking on Wichita North on Thursday. And then the 4-5 matchup is Leavenworth versus Tonganoxie. Metro Academy is the 2 taking on Liberal, the 7. Liberal's coming all the way over here for the Tongi tournament. My
long
goodness.
Ways.
And then Eudora versus KC Schlegel, the 3-6 matchup. You know, you coached in this tournament a few different times. And the Tongi Invitational, the 68th annual, that's insane to know that it's been that long already. However, this is always a good tournament, especially when you get teams like Eudora, Metro Academy, and, you know, obviously Tonganoxie is always a big one, and then Atchison.
Yeah, I remember back last time I was in this tournament, we were playing DeSoto, which DeSoto is a quality team, but you mentioned it. Metro Academy is no joke, really good basketball team. Eudora is always good year in, year out. Leavenworth, Atchison, Wichita North. I mean, this is a really good tournament.
How about Oskaloosa? The Oskaloosa tournament on the guys' side of thing has three local teams in it, Oskaloosa, ACCHS, and JCN. Starts on Tuesday with ACCHS taking on JCN, and then Veritas will be taking on Oskaloosa. And then it flips around again, a similar round-robin-style tournament here. JCN versus Veritas on Thursday, ACCHS Oskaloosa on Thursday, and then Saturday, ACCHS Veritas, JCN Oskaloosa to round out that midseason tournament. How about the girls' tournament at JCN? This one is a pretty fun one, and because you got a lot of local teams in this one, a lot of NEKL teams, but then you throw in Rossville from the Big East, Perry LeCompton from the Big East, and Atchison,
the Phoenix,
coming in from their Meadowlark League as well. But Oskaloosa, the top seed on the girls' side. We saw them a few weeks ago at the Riverside. Not a team to sneeze at, no doubt about it. They take on Northeast Kansas Private School as the 4 seed on the top side of that bracket. Atchison will take on Valley Falls in the 2-3 matchup, and then top side of the bracket. Then on the bottom side, it'll be Perry LeCompton against ACCHS. And then rounding it out, this one, I broadcasted this matchup last year, and it was a whale of a game. JCN versus Rossville in that bottom half bracket matchup. The JCN-Rossville game will be in Winchester. So will Perry LeCompton, ACCHS. Over in Nortonville at the elementary gym will be Atchison versus Valley Falls and Oskaloosa versus Northeast Kansas Homeschool, and those games are all on Monday. All right, just a couple more tournaments to get through here, Boz. On the boys' side of the Thunder Classic, 12th annual Thunder Classic, this one is a fun one from the standpoint, you got to give a lot of ups to Kelly Williams and the Thunder community for what they do every year with this tournament, because not only is it always good basketball, Boz, but they do some fun things for the kids that participate in this tournament as well.
Yeah, no, it's a good opportunity, and talk about the competition first off. I mean, this...
On the boys' side.
On the boys' side. You look, you've got St. Mary's, Marysville, Hiawatha, Troy, Nemaha, obviously, Campus, Rock Creek.
Rock Creek.
Number one team in the state 4A. Right now in 4A. And then Jackson Heights as well. I mean, this is a really good tournament, and it just seems like it keeps getting better and better every year.
No doubt, and they also do a 3-point competition, you know, that you can have kids participate in. That's always fun. That tournament will be covered on 103.9 throughout the week. BTAB will be in-house for that one. St. Mary's, Marysville, that game will begin. I had it pulled up for a second. There it is. St. Mary's, Marysville will tip off at 3:15 on Monday, or check that on Tuesday. And then Hiawatha Troy, the 4-5 matchup rematch. The only loss of the year for Hiawatha was against Troy in game number 3, week 1 of the season. 4:45 tip off on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel. Then Hiawatha St. Mary's will be at 6:15 on Tuesday as well. These are all main gym games that I'm talking about. And then Nemaha Central, that's the girls' side. I'm sorry. Nemaha Central will take on Jackson Heights on the girls' side of things. The Hiawatha St. Mary's game is also girls' obviously, as we mentioned, the boys from Hiawatha taking on Troy. That's all in the main gym here on Tuesday. In the secondary gym, it'll be Rock Creek Holton at 3 o'clock on the girls' side of things. On the boys' side, it'll be Rock Creek Jackson Heights at 4:30. And then at 6 o'clock on the girls' side, it'll be Troy Marysville in the secondary gym again on Tuesday. Nemaha will be playing their contest against Campus on Wednesday this next week. And then the tournament kicks back up on Thursday with second round games, and then championship Saturday next weekend at the Thunder Classic. And then finally, it's the Bit, another great tournament down in Burlington. Top overall seed, number one team in 3A, Silver Lake. They're the top seed, taking on Paola on Tuesday at 3:30. That game will be on the Silver Lake channel. Ottawa versus Girard in the 4-5 matchup on Tuesday as well. And then Burlington, the 2 seed, 9-0, taking on Sabetha, the 7, on Tuesday night at 6:40. And then Independence Labette County at 3:30 on Tuesday as well. This tournament's got a lot of makings of a lot of people expecting to see Burlington. Silver Lake, they were duking it out a season ago in this tournament, and a lot of people expect that same thing to happen again this year.
Top four seeds in that tournament, their combined record 35-1.
Yikes.
That's some competition. That's a Burlington invite.
And then not to forget that the McLeod Invitational kicks off on Monday as well in McLeod. Riverside, Mar Hill, Horton all participating in that on the McLeod Invitational. And then lastly, we've got the Top Gun tournament, which is not next week, Boz, but the following week, which will have Jeff West girls in that one. If you want to know everything that we just talked about, we broke it down pretty quick here on the show. Where do they got to go, Boz?
Go to the website, mscsports.net.
Okay, just go to the website, and you can find it. It's one of our featured stories here on the website. Is the midseason basketball tournament here in Kansas. The Medankus tournament is the 97th Medankus tournament going on in Nebraska right now. Oh, just a great tournament that we've got coverage on Sunny 101.3 for that. All right, we got to step aside for another break. We come back, we're going to talk about more detail with our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We're going to check in on our dark horses. We kind of featured them already a little bit tonight. And then we're going to pick a couple teams that maybe are surprising teams at this point of the season. Nothing surprises us for anything in Northeast Kansas. All of our teams are competitive and good. But we're going to give you a couple that really stick out to us here at this point of the season. Give us your nominees. Giant Communications Hotline open for you, 785-547-3461. We're back after this with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, roll along here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. We're crazy in love with the game of basketball. We love talking about it here on the MSC Radio Network. Ray Penning still in house helping us out here this evening. We're live on Facebook, on TikTok. Make sure you say hello and give us your game ball nominees here tonight. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominee. One winner from each girl and guys. Events from tonight. And Boz, what's our list look like so far?
Getting a few more coming in. On the girls' side, Emma Hermish from Nemaha Central, Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, Kenzie Nelson from Hiawatha, and a theme tonight with Hiawatha, we got another nominee.
Uh-oh.
The Williams sisters.
Ooh.
Not tennis Williams sisters.
Ha.
Venus and Serena.
Good one.
Michaela and Addison from Hiawatha.
These kids, they probably don't even know who the Williams sisters are.
They should.
Think about it.
Well, yeah.
Age-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably don't know how great Venus and Serena were.
Well, if they're listening, then go look it up.
Go look it up.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to give a shout-out to one of the Williams sisters, Michaela, because, I mean, both of them, Addison, every time we're in the house, they always come up, say hi, and, you know, have a lot of fun and be excited. But Michaela walks up to me, and she's got this loaded baked potato tonight, and she... I'm like, gosh, where'd you get that? She goes, oh, we have a team meal after every game. I said, man, that looks good. She's like, you want one? Does a bear go to the woods? I mean, does he live in the woods? I mean, come on now, yes.
You're not going to turn down a
load
of baked potato?
Baked potato, I know. I took that baked potato, and I had me some baked potato tonight. So shout out, Michaela. Thank you very much. And the comment she made when she handed it to me, will you talk about me on the show tonight if I give this to you?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I'll do just about anything for food.
There's somebody on the team that probably did not get a potato.
I'm sorry.
Somebody went hungry tonight because Jake ate the baked potato.
It was worth it, though. It was delicious.
So, the Williams sisters from Hiawatha got a nomination. They both played really well tonight. And then we have Gwen Blattner from JCN, another nominee on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Michael Jensen from Hiawatha, Layton Thomas from Nemaha Central, Drake Mellies from Jackson High,
Ball out!
And Chance Jenkins from JCN.
All right, those are your nominees. You hear somebody missing from that list, you got to let us know. Put it in the chat on social media. Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. That's the only way you'll get nominees. Or if you got Boz and I's phone number, by all means, you can give us a shout on that. I was just looking for my phone, Boz, and realized, hey, we're on TikTok Live.
right now. Another one just came in for Drake Melly's on TikTok. So, yeah, he's already on the list. So good job for that nomination coming through there on the old talk, my man. So let's break down some surprises, shall we? I mean, the people love to hear our opinion because sometimes it's fuel for the fire. And whether they agree with the take or not, Boz and I, man, we love giving our opinions, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And my opinion's not always right. Your opinion's not always right. Whoa. Sometimes we think it is.
Hold on.
Sometimes we think it is. But we definitely like to give our opinions on things. But Boz, I mean, first off, let's start on boys programs right now across our area teams. And so for the most part, we're looking at Twin Valley League, we're looking at Big East League, and we're looking at Northeast Kansas League. And obviously the Metal Arc is Atchison. The Phoenix are in that one as well. But Boz, anybody sticking out to you, you know, when you're looking at these different leagues on the guys' side of things?
Well, I think we've talked about Donovan West a little bit. I mean, they had a down year last year, but I think in what they're doing right now in this first half of the season, 8-4, I mean, yeah. They're playing with a ton of confidence. They got things definitely heading the right direction, and they're sitting, you know, upper half of their league right now. So Donovan West having a real good season.
They got a top four seed in the Twin Valley League tournament this week, which is a big thing for them. You talk about the 8 wins. Boz, they had 9 wins the last 2 seasons combined. So this is the program on the up and up. Coach Derek Shelton doing great things over there for D. West, no doubt about it. Again, we're talking about teams maybe that are surprising us a little bit with how much success early on in the season. If we don't talk about your team, that's probably because we expect them to be doing what they're doing right now, right?
Yeah, and that's the hard part when we look at that stuff. I mean, like Jake said, it's a, like when we look at it, is it surprising where they are?
Yeah.
And a lot of teams, we look at them and say, okay, we would expect this team to be here. We knew what they had coming in. Some of the other teams, you're kind of like, well, I don't know. I mean, this could be a good year for them. They've got the pieces, but what do the results look like?
I mean, I expected Hiawatha to be a good team this year, Boz, because I picked them as my dark horse. I really can't say that they're a team that surprises me this season. But the team I'm going to go with is a team that has, you know, kind of had some ups and downs over the last few years, but they are a staple and a consistent force in the Big East League. But it's Perry LeCompte, just strictly based off of the fact that they graduated a lot the last couple of seasons, and Coach Simmons has got that program right where they need to be. They're 9-4. Their only losses that came in league play. Now they have a tough tournament coming up where they're going to have Rossville and Valley Falls in the midseason tournament. But a surprising team for me is just how well Perry LeCompte is playing. And that was a big road win for them tonight as they knocked off Rossville.
Yeah, and so that's the team you looked at kind of jumps off the page at you. The team, you mentioned Hiawatha. I think you knew they were going to be good. I thought they'd be this good.
Sure.
I knew they had the dudes and they had some players, but the only loss is an overtime loss to Troy.
Double overtime.
They've reeled off 9 straight wins.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really good basketball team. I didn't think they'd be this good.
Yeah. I would put as a runner up if you would. Can we do that?
I suppose.
Are you okay with that? I mean, okay. This is our show. We can do whatever we want, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give the Oskaloosa Bears boys basketball team my runner up for kind of surprise right now, because a team that was 7-14 a season ago, Boz, and this year they're already sitting on the year, as I just had it go away. There it is. 7-5.
Yeah.
So already the same amount of wins that they had a season ago, and a team that has got things going in the right direction. And so that's another happy surprise. We're talking happy surprises today, okay? Positivity, the power of positivity, no doubt about that. So I got Oskaloosa as my runner-up, but number one for me is surprise right now is Perry LeCompte. Cause Boz, you said D. West boys is the main team that surprised you, and then Hiawatha is your secondary.
Yeah.
All right, on the girls' side of things, a team that really sticks out to you, that really kind of, again, jumps off the page at you as a team that, man, look how good they are this year to this point comparatively to where they've been.
And this is one, too. I got to do it. I mean, I got to say it. Hiawatha girls. I don't have any ties to Hiawatha. I've got none. I mean, I'm not a Hiawatha person. But you look at what they're doing right now. I mean, we knew this team was going to be decent.
Sure.
But what they're doing, I mean, 11-0 on the season. They've already played some really good competition. And they're just, they're just winning ball games.
12-9 a season ago. So with one more win, they will match their win total from a season ago already, to your point.
I just, there's, when we look at these things, Silver Lake is,
Silver Lake.
They're really
so
good.
So good.
They,
Karis Dider.
You can't.
Gracious.
Yeah, I mean, you
Kalen
just,
Haney.
Yes, they're in a kind of a league of their own. But when you start looking down that list, I mean, I would probably go with your other dark horse pick, Jeff West, as well.
Yes.
But our two dark horses right there, Jeff West, Perry LeCompton.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting middle of the pack right there.
We can't pick them because they're our dark horses. We expect this, boss. Come on, we got to.
I know, but Hiawatha's even better is what I'm getting
sure,
at.
Sure, right.
So, yeah, Hiawatha jumps off the page as how good of a team they are this season.
All right, for me, I got you said your runner-up is did you pick one?
Well, Jeff West and Perry,
you
right
there. You
kind
of said Jeff West, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so for me, the team that really sticks out to me as a team that is impressing me right now is probably a team that, again, historically you're like, man, that's such a good team, a good program. And I did that with the guys. I picked a program-rich, you know, school. But I got to go with Valley Heights right now on the girls' side of things because, yes, this is a team that made a deep push a season ago in the 2024-2025 season, you know, going 16-9, going to a state tournament, losing in the opening round of state. But they lost so much, and they have played such an incredibly tough schedule to begin this season. You know, they've already played a team like Marysville, beat them. A tough Axtell team, beat them. They played tight against a Riley County team that's a big surprise and is my second choice of surprises in the area. They beat Nemaha Central. They beat Centralia. They beat Fairbury. They beat Clifton Clyde and Sevy Wirtz, who just went over 1,500 career points. They beat Donovan West, who's a team that we expect big things out of the Mustangs. This is a Valley Heights program coached by Jordan Brockstrom, 9-2. I would not have pegged them at 9-2 at this point of the season.
No, based off of what they did last year and then what they lost.
Sure.
I think we would have probably looked at them and said, yeah, maybe this might be a rebuild year. You got new girls stepping into new roles. The amount of success they are having right now.
But they still got Ava Smith.
Ava Smith. And I wish I would have wrote her down. I think I just saw she signed to go continue to play volleyball at the next level.
Sure.
So, sure. Yeah, tremendous athlete.
So that's again, these are, if we didn't mention your school, guys, again, don't take it personally. It's just that we probably expect what your school is doing right now. So again, mine on the girls' side, Valley Heights, you are my happy surprise this point of the season here to this point. And then I guess I didn't get my secondary yet. I would probably go with the Horton Chargers, to be quite honest with you, strictly based off principle that a new head coach came in. Okay, anytime the fighting Gary Sorensen's, you know, Coach G, you know, retired, that could shake a program, man. And this Horton Charger team, they've got Kansas Keough, that they've got an establishment in that program. To see them at 7-3. Already this season is a happy surprise here this season. So that's a quick little check in on, man, who's surprising us right now. Listen, again, if we didn't mention your school, guys, it's nothing personal. It's just the fact that, you know, we expect probably your team to be where they're at this point of the season.
Yeah, and we just got a shout out. Ava Smith, I mentioned her. I couldn't remember what school. Iowa Western.
Oh, nice.
Go play some collegiate volleyball.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's
not bad at all.
Awesome.
Iowa Western. Is that in Iowa?
I think so.
All right, we got to take our final break. We come back. We're giving away a game ball. We're talking about, man, are we going to talk playoffs?
Yeah, we can talk playoffs.
We're going to talk a little bit about playoffs. Because by this time next week, we're going to have a national champion in the collegiate level. And we've got the NFL. And my gosh, my team's got a new coach coming, boss. We'll break it all down. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. It's a beautiful Friday night.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
And we've got one final segment to get through, and that is our Luca Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball winner for week number 6. Boz and I are putting some miles on these next few weeks, catching up and staying on top of it. Now that we've got the balls in hand, we're super excited about it. And as Boz mentioned earlier, it's just so fun to see the kids' reactions when they not only get nominated, but when they win, and then knowing that they got themselves, what am I trying to say here?
Just a little bit of it.
Well,
a memory. I couldn't get memory to come out of my head there. I couldn't remember to say memory. A memory that lasts a lifetime. I mean, the ability that Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness and Community National Bank has done helping us supply these basketballs. This segment by Lucre Chiropractic has been going on for a long time, but the ability for us to actually give something that's tangible to the kids, awesome, no doubt about it. Hey, we got a shout-out coming in for Bob Bunk, the new Horton Chargers girls coach. Coach Bunk's daughter. I'm sorry, I misread that. But Coach Bob Bunk's daughter is coaching at Horton. So Randy Martin wanted to give a shout-out to her, saying she knows what's happening. So appreciate you, Randy, for listening, tuning in, and giving a shout-out there for the Horton Lady Chargers for that. Boss, what are our final, final list, but we get a couple more that come in, we can definitely get them in there.
Yeah, so here's the list we got so far. Emma Hermish, Nemaha Central, Kylie Nelson, Hiawatha, Kenzie Nelson from Hiawatha, Gwen Blattner from JCN, and the Williams sisters from Hiawatha, Michaela and Addison. On the boys' side, Michael Jensen from Hiawatha, Leighton Thomas from Nemaha Central, Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, Chance Jenkins from JCN, and we got a new nominee, Micah Lang from Sabetha.
Okay, we do have points now for Chance from JCN.
Got it.
Wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
I got you.
Good job, Big Dog. Big Dog, yeah. Showing up, showing out. All right, before we give away this game ball in our final segment, like we do every single week, we're going to talk a little bit about playoffs.
Yeah,
some playoffs. Want to talk some playoffs?
Yep.
First things first, you think people around this area right now, because this matchup tomorrow kind of makes me, like, just not giddy, but just kind of, like, excited from the standpoint. I want to know, Chiefs Kingdom, who are you rooting for between Buffalo and Denver? Because Buffalo has been, I would say, and stop me if I'm wrong, over the last 5-6 years, a bitter rival, probably, of the Chiefs.
Yes.
And you've got the Broncos, who have been a bitter rival for decades, facing off.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan. This one's tough for me because it is a rivalry between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Is this one where you, like, wish, like, there is, like, some sort of, like, the stadium, like something happens where they can't play the game, and so both teams just magically get eliminated, and then the winner of Houston and New England just goes to the Super Bowl? Is that like the hope?
No, I mean
nobody gets hurt or anything like that, but
no.
The game just can't be played because X, Y, and Z purpose. And is that a Chiefs dream?
Well, it might be. I would say Chiefs Kingdom in general, speaking for a whole lot of folks, I guess.
You are.
For me, I think, because they're the Broncos Chiefs.
I know.
That's a situation there where it is. It's nasty. But I think for me, I would love to see the Bills win. I love Josh Allen and what he does. And that rivalry is due in part to Mahomes and Josh Allen and what they do. And Josh Allen's been on the short end of the stick here a lot lately. So
yeah.
I think it's their time.
Never won a road playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for him to get a win and to go to Denver and knock off the Broncos would be good. But it is tough for me because there's a little piece of me that
still likes the Broncos.
Still likes the Broncos, and I love what they're doing, though, Bo Nix. I like that team.
I'm sorry, dude. Come on. Bo Nix?
Yes. What?
They're game manager Bo Nix?
They're 14-3.
Their defense is the best defense in the league. That's why they're here. It's not because of Bo Nix.
They still got to score some points.
Yeah. Okay. R.J. Harvey, man. That offensive line's amazing.
He's leading the team. Don't even start.
I'm not a fan of Bo Nix.
Why not?
I think he gets way too much love. I don't think he's that good of a quarterback. I'm wrong?
No, statistically, I would say no. He's probably not one of the best quarterbacks, but he manages.
He's bottom half.
He still wins. They're winning games.
His defense wins. Defense.
If your defense holds you to 0 points,
dude,
hey, holds the opponent to 0 points and you score 0 points,
weird.
You can't win. Offense has to score something, and he's leading the offense.
Just because you're calling the plays, I mean you're leading the offense. That offensive line is
dude.
His offensive line paves the way. He hangs out to R.J. Harvey, gets 30 yards, they kick a field goal, they win 3-0.
R.J. Harvey wasn't even the dude until the second half of the season.
And he's a dude.
He is a dude now, but he's still is the general on the field.
Listen, dude, you got
your hate.
You got to keep in mind that, like, the game, the season where I became a huge football fan and a Ravens fan was a Trent Dilfer led team.
Oh, God.
Bo Nix is Trent Dilfer 2.0.
game manager, I'll throw it. He had Jamal Lewis. He had the best defense since the 85 Bears. I would argue better than the 85 Bears in that 2001 Ravens team. That's when they won the Super Bowl, and that was that, man, this defense carried you and your running attack carried you. This is the 2024 or 25 Denver Broncos team that we're talking about right now. It's the same.
I'm just saying, the guy still runs the offense. They score points. They win games. 14 wins, you can't tell me.
See,
he's got no part in that.
I'm not a fan of people that just like, okay, the quarterback, he's the dude of the team that wins 14 games. He should be like the guy that you focus on. Not a fan of that.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to you go.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're crazy is what you are.
I love
it. Remember you talked about opinions being wrong?
Mine's wrong there?
I think so.
All right. So that's Buffalo, Denver. Who you got in that game? You said Buffalo?
I think the Bills get that win.
Buffalo, 9.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
In that game on the road at Denver tomorrow at 3:30. Then San Francisco, Seattle tomorrow night, Boz. This one intrigues the absolute heck out of me. NFC West battle. San Francisco, how in the world are they in this spot?
Yeah.
Half their team's been hurt all year long. They just lose Kittle last week, but they still find ways to win games.
You want
to talk about a quarterback? I'll give you Brock Purdy.
Okay. He's got Christian McCaffrey that's kind of the dude.
Oh, so
he hands off to McCaffrey.
So I'm
reiterating your point. Your thought process is
I will take Brock Purdy over Bo Nix every day, twice on Sunday.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can have him.
Hold on. You're telling me.
No, I would.
You like Bo Nix better?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that I like him better.
Okay.
I'm just saying both the teams find ways to win. They both have good pieces around them.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but Purdy's way better of a quarterback. All right, I got Seattle in that game at home. This Legion of Boom reestablished. Mike McDonald. Whew. Ravens should have never let him go. Dude's head coach over there at the Seahawks, and all he's done is win. 10-7 last year, playoffs, lost the first round. 14-3, top overall seed, and they're going to host the Niners this Saturday night. I think Seattle wins this game. I think it's a low-scoring game, Boz. Defensive battle, but I think Seattle wins this game by 10-plus.
I'm with you on that one. I think Seattle wins it. And like you mentioned, 49ers, they've been beat up all season long. I don't know how they're still winning games. I just don't think they can hang with Seattle. I think they're limping into this game, like just with Band-Aids and tape and ice packs and everything holding them together. So I think Seattle runs away with this one.
The most intriguing game of the weekend, I think, is this next one on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, or 2 o'clock, excuse me. The Houston Texans at the New England Patriots. The Patriots are back, and nobody saw this coming.
No.
They go from firing Bill Belichick, or he resigns. He got fired.
Yeah.
To Gerard Mayo, and they're terrible. They draft Drake May. People are calling for Drake May to get traded, all these things. Then, boom, you bring in Mike Vrabel, who headbutts his defensive lineman and bloodies up his own lip at the end of games because he's a player's coach. I love the heck out of Mike Vrabel. And I hate to say it, I love what the New England Patriots are doing right now. I still don't think they're a good team, though.
How do you say they're not a good team? I mean, again, a 14-win team, but they're just not. They're not good.
They have wins this year over the Dolphins, the Panthers. They did beat the Bills. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Bucks, Jets. Have I said but one playoff team yet? Bengals, Giants, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. They beat one playoff team.
That's okay.
Two. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I forgot the Panthers made the playoffs somehow.
Yeah.
They beat two playoff teams with their 14 wins.
They're still there. They're still playing.
Weak schedule. Weak schedule. Houston Texans, man, that defense, so fun. I love me some D'Amico Ryans as well. I love defensive-minded coaches. This is a battle of two defensive-minded coaches, man, in Foxborough. I'm excited for that one.
Who are you going with?
I got the Texans.
Oh, I got the Patriots.
Ooh, there's our first disagreement. Love to see.
Oh, no, we've had lots of disagreements just on the winning team. No, I'm going with quarterback Drake May. I mean, that dude.
Yeah, he's balling out.
4,400 yards, 31 touchdowns.
Weak schedule.
I don't care.
Weak schedule.
I don't care. They win games.
When you finish last in the division, you know what you do, right? You play against last place teams from the division.
That's okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you understood scheduling.
Don't worry about the schedule.
Schedule means everything. Everything. And this is a bloated record. I got the Texans. I'm not saying they're going to do like they did against the Steelers, beating up on old man Rodgers last week, 30-6. But I got them winning, and I got them winning by double digits.
Okay.
And in Foxborough, man. In Foxborough. Last game of the weekend from the NFL slate, the Rams at the Bears. And how good is Chicago? Man, you come off of a losing season, get a new coach. Ben Johnson comes in and says, hey, Caleb Williams, I'm going to give you a whole new offensive playbook, a whole new scheme. And we're going to go out there, we're going to win close games. Eight or nine games that they've won, that they come back in the fourth quarter. The comeback kids, the cardiac Bears, whatever you want to call them, they find ways to win. They take on a Rams team that have got old man Stafford, who's having an MVP season in what could be his final year or two in the league.
Yeah, and this one's a little bit tough for me, but I think the Rams are going to get the win. It's because, I mean, okay, you talked about schedule a little bit ago, and they've had some bad losses, the Rams have.
Yeah.
They played like gangbusters.
Should have lost last week.
Yeah, I mean, they're a little bit streaky. Their offense is kind of sputters at times, but they've found ways to win. I don't think they should have won last week.
The Bears!
So I think the Rams are going to get them tomorrow. I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going with the Rams, too. The Packers should have had that win last week. Man, I was so disappointed. I'm not even a Packers, like, true fan.
Yeah.
But when I cheer for an NFC team for a lot of the points, I do cheer for the Packers. And, I mean, Jordan Love balled out. Coaching decisions, my gosh. But LaFleur, I'm shocked he's not fired yet. I got the Rams going into Chicago. It's going to be bitter cold, man. And old man Stafford's been there before. He's done this. I mean, he literally is probably, you know, he's got kids the same age as some of these Bears players out there on the field. And I think the Rams, I don't think it's going to be a double-digit game, but I do think that the Rams get this win. It might be like a 16-10, 16-13 style game. But I think the Rams go into Chicago, get the win, and then it'll be NFC West for the NFC Championship game. And then I've got Houston hosting Buffalo in the AFC title game. Boz, you've got Buffalo going to New England in the AFC title game, and you've got Seattle hosting the Rams in the NFC title game.
Yep.
All right. So that's all we think about the NFL slate this weekend. My team got rid of their head coach. I kid you not. In the last 2 weeks of being a Ravens fan, after they lost the Steelers and then firing the coach, I've had more people sending me messages saying, are you okay? What are your thoughts? Is everything all right in the Spalding household? Everything's great. I don't like that John Harbaugh got fired. I love it.
You don't like it, you love it.
I love it.
Okay.
He's a great dude. He's a dude that coaches based off of encouragement. He's got faith as a big staple in his being and his person, and he coaches that way. He leads his team in Bible studies. He encourages men to be good men, and I love that coaching style. But you can only be buddies with your players for so long, and 18 years doing it, one Super Bowl appearance, one Super Bowl title. He's a Hall of Fame coach, I think.
Yeah.
But his time there was done. And I love the owner, Steve Bisciotti, for realizing this. And, you know, that was a tough thing to do. He said, listen, John's like a brother to me.
Yeah.
We've been together for 18 years. I mean, it's like separation. And nobody wants that. And when it happens, it sucks. But this is a team that, I've been saying it for 3 years. They're in win-now mode, and they ain't winning. So something's got to change. I would love to see Brian Flores come in as the head coach. I'd love to see Mike McDaniel from Miami come in as our offensive coordinator. And then, I don't know, hire some linebacker coach somewhere to be your quote-unquote defensive coordinator. Let Flores handle that defense. And get the Ravens back to the 2001 Ravens with a defensive mindset of locking people down. So many people were not scared to play the Ravens this year, and they shouldn't have been. And we got to get back to that. I would love to see that with a good, you know, good hire.
Coming. Okay.
You good with that?
Huh?
You really don't care.
I don't care.
You literally do not care.
No, I don't.
And that's fine with me. I don't care that you don't care.
I know you don't.
College football national championship game is on Monday, and the final football game in the collegiate slate for the year. I picked him to be there. Boz didn't.
You did.
And the Miami Hurricanes, and so did Tony Reschick. Shout out, Tony. He showed up tonight in Hiawatha, sat with us actually for a little while. And he took offense to what you said last week.
I mean, I just speak the truth.
Tony come up and he said, I got a bone to pick with you. I saw him last night.
Yeah. And he grabbed me. Man, I got a bone to pick with you. And I was like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And I made a comment last week that Tony was right every once in a while.
Yeah.
And he was on his picks. I acknowledge that. He's maybe right more times than not, I guess. But,
yeah.
He wasn't happy I said that.
And he's got Miami winning this game.
He does. He did pick some good ones.
So, Miami-Indiana. Indiana is a 8.5-point favorite in this national championship game on Monday night, 6:30. Boz, who you going with?
Indiana.
I can't
even say that.
It's hard.
The Hoosiers. We should be talking about basketball.
Come on now.
But they're just, God, they're good.
Their offense is insane. They hung 56 on Oregon.
Never, ever would have thought that.
I mean, it was 35-7 at halftime.
Yeah, it was over early.
Unbelievable. Miami, they defeated Ole Miss and in a comeback fashion. We're going to be different. I got to pick Miami.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm riding the horse that got me here.
I know you are, but I think the majority of folks are picking Indiana.
Yeah.
They're going to roll. And I think Miami loves that.
Sure.
The underdog mentality. Nobody's giving them any love, no credit, no nothing. And I think this is going to be a better game than most would say. Carson Beck is a baller. He loves that. Not getting credit, like the underdog mentality.
He wasn't even up for the Heisman this year.
I mean,
and his stats didn't allow for that.
Sure,
but his story is such a unique story. So is Mendoza's. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Mendoza, you know, he went from Cal to Indiana. You know, written off all these things. Cignetti, you know, with his unbelievable coaching style, I'd be shocked if he's not the highest paid coach in the history of college football at the end of the season. But I just think Miami is a defense Indiana hasn't seen. You got 2 weeks. Mario Cristobal, I like the demeanor of what I saw from Miami. Even after they come back and beat Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
It was always, I don't care about this Fiesta Bowl trophy. I don't care about the fact that we just came back and won. We got to be 1-0.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do.
Yep.
And it's in Miami. It's a home game.
It's a home game.
Literally the first time ever the national championship game is a home game for a college football team. Give me the Canes, baby. Give me the U. Where's the camera at now? There it is. The U. You got
who?
Hoosiers. All right. That's it for college football, for NFL. Boz, we have only one thing left to do, and that is our Lucrat Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for the week.
On the girls' side of things, tough decision as always, but I got to give it tonight to Emma Hermish from Nemaha Central. She had 20 points. Big night for her tonight in their win. On the boys' side, this one, I mean, there's so many good performances, but you break a record, a 30-year record, you got to get a game ball. Michael Jensen from Hiawatha, 26 points, 7 threes in the ball game. Broke the 30-year-old record.
All right, Jensen from Hiawatha on the guy's side. Hermish from Nemaha Central on the girl's side. That'll do it for us. Hey, it's going to be cold tomorrow. Stay warm, bundle up, and plan accordingly. Boz and I will be back to do this again next week. Midseason tournament time. Go to mscsports.net for everything you need to know about your team's midseason tournament. Thanks for hanging out with us. For Kurt, Ray, Boz, I'm Jake. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agri Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucrat Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.